This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. As always, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And we've got special guest Benny Wills is with us and has been with us for most of an hour, and definitely appreciate the time. We talked about some of his history and how he, you know, kind of always felt in the same way, like I feel similarly. Like I never was enjoyed being told what to do as a kid. I didn't know that there was a name for that. They call it oppositional defiance disorder.
They do now.
And ended up parlaying.
Thank God we can diagnose you with something.
Ended up, you know, becoming a poet, or, you know, probably have always been a poet for at least for a long time. For you, Benny Wills, it's what you're doing now, at least. You started out in Hollywood and kind of turned away from that, just kind of trying to do a brief recap here for those just tuning in. You've been a guest speaker at various different events. In fact, coming up, I just noticed you're one of the speakers at Anarchadelphia, which will be coming up in a couple weeks.
Yep, I'll be there.
Now, normally you're kind of like a West Coast guy. Do you get out east very often?
Not often. No, I was actually the MC for the Red Pill Expo a couple months ago, and that was
right.
In Connecticut. But that was the first time I've been to the East Coast for. Let me think. Yeah, that's the first time I've been there for any event at all. So this will be my second one coming up, and I actually love the East Coast. I used to live in Maryland, so it's a. Some family members are going to come out for this one, which is pretty exciting for me.
Yeah, very cool.
Someone's got to get them a slot at Liberty Forum.
Yeah, that'd be great to have you up here in New Hampshire at some point. There's a couple great events that happen here. Liberty Forum's kind of like the convention-y thing that the Free State Project puts on. But there's also ForkFest, which is a decentralized Liberty camping festival in the summertime. And then there's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is also during the summer. But coming up, Anarchadelphia is, I believe, the weekend of the 13th through the 15th of September. And it's going to be a first-ever event put on by the guys from the State of Anarchy, who are super cool guys, Carmen and Sonny. We, you know, hung out with them actually while we were at Anarcho Vegas, and they're great. They had us on their show a couple times from Anarchapulco. There's so many Anarcho events now: Anarchapulco, Anarcho Vegas, Anarchadelphia.
Well, I'd say that it's as long as it keeps working and people keep coming to the events,
yeah.
It's fine.
So, what will you be doing there? Are you just speaking, doing poetry? What's your plan?
I'll probably perform some pieces and, you know, may add some banter in between. That seems to be my usual. When they ask me to speak, that's usually what I do. I'll just kind of make, as I call it, what I do, I call stand-up poetry. So it's, you know, it's double entendre, of course, but it's about, you know, poetry but it's also me just going up there and kind of making, boosting the morale, bringing the energy up, and keeping people feeling good. That's usually my intention, so I'll add some banter in there and add some, and just be playful, and, you know, I feel really comfortable on stage.
I've spent
most of my life on stage, so I feel very comfortable up there, and I know that people will really appreciate it.
It's the rare person in modern society that can make money off of poetry, and you appear to be able to do that. How is it that you come up with this stuff? I mean, do you sit down and say, we're writing a poem today? Do you do this every day, twice a day?
You're asking what the creative process is?
Yeah.
Sure, I can give you my creative process. The discipline I gave myself when I committed to this was just 1 month. So I make sure that I set aside, because if I told myself I'm going to do this every single day, I would fail and I would probably not do it. So I set myself a really loose goal once I really decided to step into it, and that was about 3 years ago, that I would do it once a month at the very least. And that approach has really worked out for me. So I can, you know, go about my hustle bustle life and do whatever, and then I'll make sure to make some time at some point every month to write something. And, you know, in real time, it doesn't feel like very much, but after a year, you have 12 pieces, and it's, yeah, that format works really well for me. And as far as inspiration goes, I don't know. It's just whatever I think of. Like, I'll start writing something sometimes, and then it'll completely take a left turn and become something totally different than what I set out to do. And that's kind of why I love it. It's just whatever seemingly wants to come out in that moment, and I'll write it down, and then I'll fall in love with what I'm writing and just have a lot of fun with it. And it's usually so much different than whatever I set out to make, and that's exciting.
We got a little bit more here. We'll play the remainder. We got through about half of it earlier from Race War, The Truth About Racism. This is one of the newer videos on the Benny Wills YouTube channel. Let's just finish this out here. Here we go.
Maximize the profit, minimize opportunity, advertise the hell out of it, polarize common unity. Racism is real, without a doubt. Now pretending like it ain't. It's a scary thing that's taught to us and teaches us to hate. The media embraces it, regurgitates and celebrates it, and politicians use it, accuse it, and abuse it. Over and over and time again, same shit on a different day. Battered, broken, and paranoid, while our freedoms slip away. But hey, I'll love you no matter what. Regardless of your race, I'll double down, I'll say it again and reiterate just in case. I love you. I love you. I love you. Doesn't matter the color of your skin. I love you. I love you. I love you. What matters is what is within. Don't hate. Be great. And invert the golden rule. Don't do to others, black, white, brown, green, purple, or polka dot, as you would prefer them not do to you.
All right. So that was, again, Race War. Not the funniest of the videos on the Benny Wills repertoire, but definitely poignant and uplifting. Thank you for that, Benny.
Yeah, and I think it's always important, I mean, for me, at this stage anyway, that people know, because I have an aversion to people calling themselves poets. And I have a real issue, actually, with a lot of poetry that exists now. That the modern idea of poetry, I think, has absolutely been bastardized. And it's more stream of consciousness, a lot of times victim-promoting, you know, sort of verbal or thought diarrhea. Hmm. And I'm trying to, like, go back to a real structured approach to poetry and well thought out. So it's not just someone who can, you know, I go to open mic night sometimes and people will just scribble thoughts on their iPhones, go up in front of a microphone and read it off. People will clap for it. And I think that is an abuse of the platform, you know? And I think that we have to get back to real honoring what poetry is. And so when I say I'm a poet, I'm a little shy about it because I don't want people to think I'm just some guy going up on stage and giving you some, you know, coffee house poetry. Like I'm doing this with real intention, and it rarely has anything to do with me, you know? And, someone at Anarchapulco once described it as Dr. Seuss meets George Carlin. And I thought that was, first of all, that was an honor to be,
sure,
you know, spoken of like that. But I think that's a real accurate description. It is, it's like hard hitting comedy, but also with a real melodic and lyrical undertone or overtone, actually. And it's really fun for me to do, and people really seem to like it. So don't get turned off just because it's poetry, because people do have an aversion to that word, and I want to invite people in and say that it's not what you think.
It probably shows my ignorance of modern poetry and these coffee house nights that you're talking about, because this is what I imagine poetry at coffee house night being when it's done well, right? Like, it has that sort of feel to it that I've heard of on TV. I've never, ever been to...
I'm with Mark on that.
What's that?
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
The feeling and the sound of it.
I think you go to these and find out what they're actually like, which is probably pretty awful. And whereas I've never been to one, and I hope they're all as good as what I've heard.
Yeah, well, his delivery's fantastic. The writing is excellent, and you've clearly put a lot of time into this. Benny, anything else that, you know, you want to say here? Because you've been on with us an hour, and I really appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me on. If anybody, if you're if you're listening and you want to check me out, please go to BennyWills.com, YouTube.com/BennyWills. I do need subscribers. I mean, it is hard to build a following, especially now on YouTube. So if you want to check me out, there's a place to do it. Or go to go to YouTube.com/JoyCamp for my other channel. It's been around for about 6 years. And check out what we've been doing all this time, because it's good stuff. And I think it's pretty timely and timeless.
I'm a subscriber. Really appreciate your time, Benny Wills. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Have a great night. We got more on the way here. Open phones, as always. Coming up, 855 450 free, like freedom.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
You might be living in a free country, but are you living a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business, or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. demo.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And that's where you can join us if you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio. With you tonight is Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
At the very beginning of the show, we did, because our guest was a little late due to some technical difficulties, we started out by talking about this American headdress ban at a music festival, purportedly because, well, they didn't want to offend somebody, and so many people are concerned about this cultural appropriation nonsense, which basically ruins all children's fun of, like, dressing up for Halloween, because now you can't dress up as anybody else who's not your demographic or skin color or religion or whatever it is that, you know, where you were born. There's all kinds of people being offended by ridiculous stuff. We can talk more about that. Plus, also on the way here tonight, Richie Rich, you're going to tell us about the police photoshopping mugshots.
It's insane.
We'll get to that, and we'll find out why or what's going on. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Travis is in Michigan. He's been waiting patiently. Travis, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. Hi, Rich. So I was accused of rape, and I need some advice on what to do.
I believe her.
All right.
You do?
No joke.
It was a joke. Go ahead.
Believe all women, hashtag. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Mark.
Well, on one hand, it's a freedom of speech and freedom of expression issue, and on the other hand, a defamation of character.
I agree with that.
So,
let's hear more. Give us the circumstances. You know, what was the allegations? What was happening here?
Well, we had a wonderful relationship of 4 years. I mean, I had a social anxiety disorder because my stepdad had a stroke. And he couldn't move the left side of his body. He took care of me my whole life. And so when I originally moved to New Hampshire in 2013, I was quite depressed and not really willing to do much activism. So ever since 2010, I wanted to move to the Free State Project, and I've been an objectivist and a follower of Ayn Rand for about 9 years. And I know a lot of people disagree with that, but that's a different discussion. And it was my idea to move to the Free State Project. And then we moved there, and then in 2015, we broke up at the end of 2013, and then in 2015, November or December, I made a Facebook and I made a YouTube channel, and then out of nowhere, I got a message from my friend, one of my best friends from my high school, and said, "You raped so-and-so," I won't say her name, but a lot of friends messaged me that, and a lot of random people, because in 2015, after I made my YouTube channel, she told thousands of her friends my name, and ever since then, I've got harassing messages. I've gotten
she accused you of this after the relationship had ended.
Yes, several years after.
Okay. But was she saying it happened during your relationship?
Yeah, she said it happened during our relationship, but, I mean, we broke up in the end of 2013, and then we never got back. I mean, I wouldn't get back together with her, but we broke up in 2013, and then she accused me of that in 2015, just after I made a YouTube channel. And she said I raped her. She said I beat her up. She said I stole her money. All false. And she said that she said I thought I was Hitler, which is completely false. The Holocaust was undoubtedly horrible, and that's
and
not
think
my
she,
belief.
She
at all.
Did this to decrease your popularity on your new YouTube channel. It was a vindictive act on her part.
Well, what ended up happening was I totally deleted the YouTube channel because I was getting so many threatening messages. And then I believe she went on some radio show and talked about me, but she didn't use my name. And I just want to know why. I mean, I'm thinking about taking her to court and suing her for as much money as I possibly can. And she should probably check her messages and talk to me because
Well, okay,
I wouldn't be messaging her.
I would say this to that. Look, it's definitely harmful when somebody says something and there's no real proof. When it's her word versus his word, nobody on the outside really knows what the truth is because it happened years ago and it was behind closed doors or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that false accusations conversations can do damage to somebody's reputation. Now, whether or not you would end up having a case to bring against somebody would be questionable. Now, look, I'm not an attorney, and I'm sure there's some attorney that would tell you, yeah, buddy, I'll help you. Just give me $7,000 or whatever, and that's the down payment, and then you end up paying more, and then maybe it won't work out when all is said and done. But ultimately, you know, you were, to some extent, if you had a YouTube channel, it could be argued from the other side that you were a public person.
Yeah, there's no, look, I can't just go ahead and accuse Dan Rather of rape, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether he's a public figure or not, that's a specious argument to my mind. However, what I would say is it is, like, I would try to leave this, let this dog lie, personally.
Yeah, rather than stirring it up once again.
I would agree with you that this is, that speech is an action, and actions that are harmful, you know, people should be held to account for
but
that.
But they're generally not held to account when the person involved is a public persona. The public person has a much higher bar to prove that they're, you know, that damage was done to them. If you're a politician or a video star or whatever.
In the same way, she can't go to the cops and say you raped her because there's no evidence.
She can go.
Well,
whether
she
or not
could.
That
well,
will end up.
It won't do anything. The same problem you're going to have is that you're going to have to prove that something that didn't happen. And that's also going to be difficult. And
you'll have to prove somehow damaged you and that your status as a public person at the time.
That seems pretty easy to prove.
I don't know if he covered it.
Well, he shut his own channel down.
I don't know if he covered it as a public person, but Walter Block recently addressed this issue.
That's what I was going to say. I only made like 5 videos. Like, I didn't friend request her. I didn't talk to her at all. The way I figured out about the accusation was from a friend of mine who a few weeks ago actually called me a rapist.
So what did Walter Block have to do with this? I'm sorry.
Oh, he recently covered an article. Someone addressed the question of slander and libel in, like, a libertarian society. They said it basically doesn't exist because you can't prevent people from speaking. You can just counter their speech
with your speech. Right. That's always what I've done when it comes to people saying nasty things.
I disagree with that notion. I think that, you know, that speaking is an action. Look, there's muscles involved. Watch my jaw move.
So you're saying people shouldn't be able to say what they want?
Well, yeah, you should absolutely be able to say what you want. You should be able to swing your arm around with freedom. When it connects with my nose, on the other hand, there are consequences.
Right, but your feelings getting hurt isn't the same thing
as
connecting with
your nose. It's not about feelings getting hurt. This guy shut down his YouTube channel at a time when YouTube channels actually were generating money. So, you know, there's consequences here.
Yeah, but
financial loss.
Look, people can say whatever they want about you, whether
it's true or not. I disagree with this notion. Lying about somebody, claiming that they're a rapist, is a damaging thing. And if you're lying, and it could be proved you're lying, then yeah, you should have
to
pay.
You're spinning your wheels. What are you going to do about it?
Well, that's a different story. You're talking about the practicality of it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
practicality. I'm talking about morality. I think that he has a moral standing to
that's
say,
not
but
do
he
any
likely
good in court.
Does not have a practical standing to do anything.
Hey, Travis, good luck. I would agree with Mark. Let this thing sit. It's over. There's no reason to stir this up once again, and it's just going to
it's sad, and I'm sorry it happened to you.
Thank you for the call tonight, unless, of course, it was true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. If you want to talk about libel and slander, you're certainly welcome to join us here. None of us are attorneys, so you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk
Business
Live.
Owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
I have second thoughts about everything.
President Trump speaking about the trade war with China. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CBS's Face the Nation that the Chinese are taking the tariff hit.
As far as any impact here, I will argue, as I have, it's a very small, minimal impact. The burden of this thing is falling way on China.
Meanwhile, at the G7, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, through an interpreter, said he and President Trump have agreed on a $7 billion trade agreement that would increase U.S. corn, beef, and pork exports to Japan.
We would like to make sure that our teams would accelerate the remaining work so as to achieve this goal of realizing the signing of the agreement on the margins of the U.N. General Assembly at the end of September.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. We invite you to join us here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
More and more people are being concerned with the online tracking of our movements and personal data via our mobile phones. Gone are the days when only the bad guys were tracked. Now everyone's being tracked every minute by their mobile phones and tablets, and don't think that putting your phone in airplane mode's gonna stop it. In airplane mode, your location history is still recorded by your phone and transmitted later when you reconnect. Ian, you checked on this. You were a little skeptical,
yep.
And this is so.
It's true.
Yep. If you want to know how to stop tracking on your phone and prevent your phone from being hacked, you can visit godarkbags.com/FTL. godarkbags.com/FTL. And are you tired of being treated like a wild animal, tagged and tracked for scientific studies so tech companies can make a fortune selling your location history? If you value your privacy and want to be absolutely certain your mobile phone cannot be hacked or its location tracked, you should get one of the Faraday bags by Go Dark Bags at godarkbags.com/FTL. Got mine in my car for if I ever decide I just, you know, don't want my location tracked at that moment, godarkbags.com/FTL.
All right, so we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. Let's go to Mike. He's in Ohio, listening online at LRN.FM. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. Hey. Man, I really enjoyed the show. You guys are got some great content.
Thanks.
A while back, many, many shows ago, you guys were discussing AR-15s and AR-15s in 9mm opposed to 5.56, and the penetration and the safety on which one maybe to use in the home so you don't penetrate through your home. And I think you guys had it backwards.
Okay.
I've been a federal firearms license dealer for 28 years, so I think I can speak with some sort of expertise on that.
Oh, I will secede the stand.
Great.
Immediately.
I don't even remember the conversation.
I think I did this one. I'll give up the podium every time when it comes to these things. I have, as a talk show host, I am that jack of all trades and master of none. So I know a little bit about lots of things, but not a lot about any one thing. So please, go ahead.
Well, I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I just wanted to kind of clear up a few things.
Please do.
Yeah.
If you were using a 9mm in your home, out of a handgun, obviously the velocities are lower. In a rifle, they're substantially higher. And 9mm bullets are anywhere between 115 grain to 147. And if you do fire one in your home, it will definitely go through two sides of drywall and quite easily go through another room. With the 223 or the 5.56, it's traveling at a extreme velocity. You're looking at around 3,000 feet per second, and the bullet is so light. It's only a 55 grain bullet in most cases. And soon as that hits anything, it quickly loses velocity, fragmentates, and it just slows down and stops. So it was backwards, and I'm not saying, like I said, anybody was wrong. I was just thinking, man, this would be something to bring up so that people that are listening might not make that mistake because, you know, obviously you don't want that going through your walls and stuff like that. But it would be backwards. I would suggest that if somebody decided that they wanted to use that rifle in a home defense situation, that the 5.56 is really, really good for that. It
okay.
will instantly slow down. Another topic was, and I've heard a lot of people say it, maybe not you guys, but people are on the news and, you know, bulletproof vest. There's no such thing as a bulletproof vest. There's
sure.
bullet-resistant vests. And unfortunately, which I wish all cops had, better vests, but I deal with a lot of police, and the vests
that
they wear.
I wish citizens had better vests.
I'm sorry?
I said I wish citizens had better vests.
Well, actually, citizens can get very, very high-tech, extremely well-made vests. Dragon skin is one of them.
Yeah.
And if you've got the money, if you want to spend thousands of dollars, you can get very good equipment. But unfortunately, most of the first responders and the police are out there. They're wearing vests that will stop handgun cartridges. Any rifle blows a hole right through.
Right.
I've heard people say bulletproof vest, and it just kind of, I guess it's a thing that a gun person's like, oh, God, I wish you'd quit saying that.
Can I interject real quick? Because I have a quick question. You said that in home defense, the rifle cartridge is better because it dissipates and breaks upon impact. But you're saying that in a bullet resistant vest, it is backwards. It is not true that the rifle cartridge will pierce more readily than the handgun round. I'm just getting clarification.
It will pierce one side of the vest. Then what it does is instantly fragmentates inside the body,
oof,
creating a horrible wound channel and a temporary cavity. And that's what they designed. I mean, they adopted the 5.56 because it's really, really good at killing people.
Mm-hmm.
So They designed it for that, and they made it for that. Yes, it will penetrate one side of a vest, more or less the soft body armor that the police officers do wear. Unfortunately, that's a fact. But, you know, when it hits drywall, instantly it starts to slow down, fragmentate, and it's less likely to do any kind of over-penetration through another room into a child's room or out the side of your home into somebody's, you know, into someone else's home. Now, granted, there are many, many, many cartridges and calibers that the AR-15 can be set up to shoot. I'm talking just specifically the 5.56, the original cartridge that it was designed for, that 90% of the people out there that decide to purchase a semi-automatic sporting rifle like one of those.
What about the sound? I mean, you know, you fire any kind of gun inside
loud
your house,
as hell.
Everybody's deaf.
Yeah.
Like, this is the one thing the TV just doesn't let you know. Bang! And then, you know, like, that's all you hear.
You're absolutely right. 100% right. Shooting a 9mm in a home, in a room, it's going to ring your ears. You shoot a rifle inside of a room, your ears are going to be ringing worse than a concert. You're going to get hearing damage from that, but I guess it's better than getting killed or one of your family members getting hurt. But you're absolutely right. It is a devastating loud concussion. They do make items that go on the end of AR-15s that direct the noise forward instead of to the right, the left. So if you were, I do a lot of competition shooting, and there's guys next to me, and we transition to different targets, and I use one of these. It looks like a suppressor, but it's only about 4 inches long. It doesn't suppress the noise. It just directs the noise forward away from people to your right and your left. So, yes, you're absolutely right. It would be extremely loud inside of a room.
Yeah, but even with a device like that inside a room, it's still going to be loud as hell. I mean, it's
still going to echo up the walls.
Yeah, sure is.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to add real fast? Very informative, Mike.
No, I just, and I guess, did I mention there's no such thing as a silencer?
Right, a suppressor,
suppressors. There are suppressors, and those are, you know, good ones are $1,000, and you have to wait 8 months to get it. You have to go through a
special
lot.
Permits.
This isn't something you just go buy.
Right.
And ideally, if you had one of those on a rifle inside of a home and you did shoot it, you would not have any hearing loss. It drops the decibels down to the point where it's hearing safe. But people just don't understand when you
Mike,
fire
it's been a great
bullet,
call. I want to say thank you for it. There's more on the way. Thanks for your call. It's Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. You jump into one of those, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
So we're going to get back into your calls and thoughts, whether you want to talk about ridiculous bans on Indian headdresses at music festivals, which is what we started the show with. Coming up, we'll talk about the police photoshopping mugshots. And Richie says it's an outrageous story. We'll find out about that. And, of course, take your calls. Let's go to the phones. To the fun. It's Dana. She's on the line listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Go ahead, Dana.
Hi, guys. Hey. I'd like to comment on not the last caller, the one before that called in and said a girlfriend that he dumped accused him of rape, and he had to shut down his YouTube channel. I have two comments. One is directed towards him. Do not engage with that woman or any of her friends or family unless it's done through an attorney.
Good advice.
The second one is to all women who have ever done this or are even thinking of doing this as a means of revenge. Here it is. You probably have brothers, and you may have a husband or a son someday, and karma is a bitch. There are only 10 commandments, and out of all the things that God could tell us not to do is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So that's got to be pretty darn serious to not be lying on people. And for women to do this, to destroy another human being's life. I'm telling you, as a Christian, it's not good to wish evil on someone, but I...
But what if she was actually raped?
That's different, and you know that's different. We don't even have to address that.
But how do we know the difference? As somebody who's on the outside, who wasn't in the bedroom at the time, you know, when somebody who, let's say, is a friend, comes to you and says, so-and-so raped me.
Then I would take her by her hand and tell her I will support her every single way. If that means using my vacation to take time off to go to lawyer appointments and court dates, I will do everything. Because you can still go and press charges. I don't believe there's statute of limitation on rape. There may be in some states. I, like you guys, am not an attorney. But I'm telling you, this.
But if it's 5 years later, if it's years after the fact, there's no evidence left, right? So, like, would those charges actually?
No, there's not evidence. There's not evidence. But I mean, you know, if I'll tell you something, and I know why women don't, because they're torn up on the stand. But I'm telling you, women, if you're raped, I haven't been. So I'm not speaking from experience, but please go immediately to a hospital. Let them collect evidence.
Sure. That's the best thing to do.
Yes.
So are you less likely to believe her story because she didn't do that ahead of time? And that are you less likely to believe the female in this case because she didn't file charges and didn't put the evidence?
And I know that's not right, because some women are terrified. They're afraid. They want to believe it doesn't happen. You know, they suppress it. And it's a whole mental thing. I get the whys. I understand the whole psychology of it. But please, for the sake of other women, and just please, if it happens, go forward, proceed forward. But if it didn't, I'm telling you, there's a special place in hell, because there are men on college campuses that have had their entire lives ruined.
Right, and this is one of those things. There's a saying on the internet that video or it didn't happen, right? And what they're saying is that they want to see evidence of whatever the claim is. And it's really that way when rape is one of those crimes where the evidence goes away relatively quickly. And if you don't go through the steps and call the cops, go to the hospital, do whatever it is that one needs to do in that circumstance, then from a legal standpoint, it didn't happen. And that makes it really difficult when you start having these conversations. Yeah, if it happened and you tell your friends that it happened, then sure, it happened. But if the guy denies it, then what's it look like? It's just a he said, she said situation. And I personally, when these things come down, I never know what to do. Look, I don't know. I'm not here standing as the arbiter. Nobody's hired me to be a judge. So it's a very difficult situation. I think you're exactly right on this one.
My biggest concern with the college ones is the fact that the sexual encounter may have taken place, and then she regrets it after the fact, and then claims rape after the fact, even though there was time at consent. There was consent at the time of the act.
Yeah, that's something that's happened to people on college campuses. I would say that just as likely, if not far more likely, is that something akin to rape occurred, and there's no evidence, and now we're just all talking about something that happened. Yeah. We can take a look at the most recent Supreme Court nomination to see, just how these things go. I mean, in some cases, women feel they have something to gain. The victims, I should say, feel like they have something to gain, and maybe the facts aren't exactly as they recall them. It's a tough situation. We have thousands of years of jurisprudence piled up. And one of the things about this is that you need evidence. You need to, come in a timely fashion and talk about this stuff. And if not, then what are we all supposed to do?
Well, even in the case of the caller, he said it was a female that he was in a long-term relationship with.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, it wasn't.
Which makes it even more complicated.
Even more complicated.
Dana, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, just one last thing. And this, again, I just have to restate, because there's going to be some crazy woman that's going to call and think that I'm anti-female. But I'm telling you, I don't know anyone that was falsely accused of rape, thank goodness, but I can't imagine what that does. And I just want to say something as a woman to you three guys and to just guys, anyone listening, I would seat to be a man, whether it's on a college campus, especially on a college campus. But I hate to be a man in this day and time because you guys just better watch your back.
Thank you, Dana, for your call. Appreciate the concern and the thoughts. Let's talk.
The good news is find a good woman and don't mess around with her, and then you're fine.
David,
generally,
in Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Sí, Mexico.
Well,
oh, wait, New Mexico. Yeah, New Mexico, not Nuevo Mexico.
So what were you calling about?
What it says on your board there, same thing as you've been talking about. With
our listeners cannot read the board, so what were you calling about? Go ahead.
False allegations of rape and that kind of thing. And this one's actually funny. This is actually entertaining, even though it's true and sickening. And I'm David Olson in New Mexico, and my public records are searchable in case anybody wants to know who I'm talking about. And in one of the more recent courtroom proceedings, meaning this is on the record, either in writing and or recorded audio in the courtroom. I've been fighting for my kids for 12 years now. They disappeared 12 years ago. I haven't seen them. And the state is not involved. This is my ex went in and filed a domestic relations case, you know, divorce case with children. And that went on for 2 or 3 years. And then that case was transferred to a children's court after she married a new dude. And they wanted to attempt to terminate my parental rights and adopt my kids to that dude. And that started in 2009 and is still going on. So that's a decade. About 7 years into that case, 6, 7 years into that second case, meaning 6, 7 years plus 2 years, all of a sudden, she makes the statement on the record that let me say this first of all, so I make sure to get it out. Turns out that written into the law that helps to enable them to terminate the parental rights of a biological parent is if the sex that made the kids wasn't consensual. So using that part of the statute, presumably, like I said, 6, 7, 8 years into this case, the whole time she's trying to get rid of me and, you know, out of my children's lives, which she's done successfully, all of a sudden it's brought forward that none of the sex that ever happened in that 8 years or whatever it was consensual.
Wow.
Hey, did you like kidnap her and force her to marry you too?
Thanks for the call tonight, David. Sorry to hear about that.
That might be Utah.
I can imagine being very frustrated.
855 450 free, like freedom. Why are the police photoshopping people's mugshots? We're going to find that out coming up in hour three next.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.